Hello, this is All Over Your Cleats.
Hey, man.
You hear that? We had a great week of football. I can't wait to talk about it, can't you?
I'm super excited.
I mean, we started off with the Browns on Thursday Night Football.
Whoop, whoop. Broke the street, baby.
That street, baby. And then we traveled it all the way down into the Bills beating the Vikings.
God.
Who would have thunk it?
What a disappointment.
And then a couple of winless teams finally getting some wins.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants, my boys.
Oh, man.
Look at that.
G-Man.
Oh, yeah. And then we wrapped it all up with a little bit of not-so-fits magic last night.
Yes. He tried. He tried. He had a little magic in the second half, but it wasn't enough.
Wasn't enough. Well, y'all just hang tight. We're about to jump right on into it. All right. I guess we'll go ahead and jump on into week three reflections. If you don't know, this is Patrick O'Kelly and my associate,
Justin Hayes.
There you had it. All right.
Consistency's now, key.
Huh?
Consistency's key.
You are correct. All right, we'll start it off with, I got a big winner here, okay? All right. You don't know anything about it, but they looked good. They looked really good.
Okay? Yeah? All
right. It was the Detroit Lions.
What?
They looked hot, okay? First off, the defense was, they stifled the Patriots.
Right.
It was incredible. But also, the run game helped build up the passing game. It was the first time they ever had a guy run for 100 yards since Jesus died on the cross. So, I mean, like,
circa 2013.
Like, it was a great game. I don't know how much of it is just the Patriots or just they can't get anything going right now. I don't know. But the Lions look good.
Yeah, I'll definitely give them that. I mean, Stafford actually looked, you know, like he could handle some throws.
Mm-hmm.
I think he still had like one pick during the game. I'm not 100% sure. I can't remember. But, yeah, they looked like a totally much better, well-rounded offense the other night. And it was good to see, you know, that from them. You hadn't seen that in a while. You haven't seen them run the ball consistently. So, that was nice.
It was great. All right. Who you got? Who's your big winner?
Oh, yeah. So, as everybody knows, the Browns finally broke the streak of, I don't know, been just garbage, sucky. And they've never been just, I don't know if just garbage is the right word, because they've always been kind of right on the cusp of getting those wins, but, yeah, they can never pull it out. So, they're still following that garbage category. But now, with my man Baker Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, dog, man.
Look at him.
Make sure you pick him up in your lineups in fantasy because he going to be hot.
Well, he looks, of all the rookie guys, right? And there's a lot of good ones this year.
Yeah.
Donald started off hot. But he looks the most, I guess, what do you say, veteran of them all?
Yeah.
Like, he don't look afraid in the pocket.
No.
Or anything like that.
Yeah, he looks much more seasoned than, you know, Darnold or Allen with the Bills. I mean, yeah, what are you going to do? And now we'll get to see what Rosen can do this weekend
after
he's been named the starter. But, yeah, Mayfield's going to lead this team, man. I mean, Jarvis Landry's going to be like, whoa, finally somebody throw me the ball down the field.
Oh, yeah, his sticky hands going to be all over him. They're going to bless him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, the thing about the Browns is, I mean, there's a lot of hype about this team. You start off, you know, you get Landry, you draft Baker. You got the what was it? Somebody got knocked up, whatever it was. Hard Knocks, what it was. You had that. You know, there's a lot of hype about this team.
Yeah. You even snagged Carlos Hyde in the offseason.
Yeah, you got Carlos. Oh, and you got you stole Callaway in the draft.
Yeah, man.
You had a little bit of negative things. You know, with Josh Gordon situation and the guy who was selling.
Michael Kendricks, yeah.
You had a little
insider
bit of that
trading, stuff. Baby.
Yeah. So, but I think it's all sort of come around to this. Because he got in the game and he was just
zipping it.
Yeah. There were lasers to those guys.
Yeah, he wasn't scared to throw. So that was nice to see. So that's going to be my big winner for the week.
All right. Who's your big loser? Who man. Sucked a big old foul?
My big old fat loser, man. The Patriots, man. Because, dang. You know, Tom Brady's supposed to be Mr. Captain America. Mm-hmm. And literally barely... I don't know. I don't even know how many yards he had passed. I know it was well under, it was like somewhere under 150 or something like that.
Yeah.
And the Lions D is, you know, whatever, average. But they stepped up that night and just like you said, stifled the Patriots. So, I mean, Patriots are my big loser for the week, just the way they perform. So,
okay. I mean, I can't agree. I mean, I can't disagree with that because it's. I don't know. Something's up with the Patriots. I don't know if it's the defense. I don't know if it's offense. I don't know if it's the whole thing. Right. Coaching. I don't know. You know, there's been a lot of off-the-field controversy with them.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think they're helping themselves out by getting Gordon. I mean, that he may be something special.
Right.
But he's not going to help, I don't think, with your off-the-field trouble.
Right.
He's only going to add to them. Maybe, you know, maybe he'll turn a leaf. I don't know. Turn over a new leaf. All right, my big loser would have to be the Vikings. Because, I mean... I can't sit here and honestly tell you that the Bills are that good of a team.
Right.
But I could, before this week, I could have said the Vikings were the great team. A great team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So,
I don't think it was much so the Bills. It's just, well, they didn't have the running back. The Vikings didn't.
Right.
And Cousins just did not do jack diddle.
No. No. I mean, your standout player had to have been Adam Thielen.
Yeah.
Who crossed the century mark again. Mm. But other than that. What else you got going? Latavius Murray couldn't do nothing. No. What are you going to do?
So, I mean, yeah, I think the Vikings, you know, they're going to have to work out stuff. I don't think this will be, you know, they're going to get back up from it. I don't know, you know, how soon. I mean, because they got to face the Rams, which I think the Rams are the best team in football.
Yeah, that one's going to be interesting.
Yeah. So they'll be back up, but not anytime soon. So, my most improved team. Now, you know, I thought about it, and I was thinking, you know, maybe the Bills, but mm-hmm. but really to me, after going back and watching the game, after looking at the, what was it, the Monday night performance 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and then watching the Seahawks this week, it had to be the Seahawks. Now, I don't know if it has a lot to do with who they played, which was the Cowboys, you know, came off a much-needed win against the Giants. I thought, you know, they looked like they turned over, you know, turned around. But the Seahawks, man, they look good. And it was very similar to the Lions. Good defense.
Yeah.
But they didn't, I mean, the offense didn't do much for them, I don't think. I mean, they just did what they had to do.
Right.
But their defense, you know, kept the boys in check.
You're right. I mean, even Carson broke 100 yards rushing.
Yeah.
With that Seattle offensive line.
Yeah.
Like, dang. Somebody's improving.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know how far they're going to go with this. I mean, they got the Cardinals next week, so you might as well say that's a bye. I said that last week with the Bills and Vikings, and that was not a bye.
Yeah.
So, apparently, somebody listens to this podcast. They got it in their heads that they could just waltz on the field and, you know, do the same.
Walk all over them, yeah.
But Seahawks are my most improved.
Yeah, I'm just going to stick with the Bears for my most improved. I mean, from the last couple of weeks, the defense has really been stepping up. And, you know, does Khalil Mack bring a morale boost to any defense? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and Trubisky's taking care of the ball, you know, for the most part, you know, and at least been able to lead the offense down the field to, you know, score some points. You know, they still got a lot, you know, some work to continue doing as he develops. But, like I said, that defense is going to keep them in games as long as they can keep them off the field and give them a breather every now and then. So, that was my most improved is the Bears. So,
Chicago Bears.
Chicago.
The Bears. And now we're off to our week 4 predictions.
Predictions!
Yes. Now, we're going to start off and say that we got a couple of byes. We got the Panthers. We got the Redskins. They're not playing a game this week.
Nope.
No.
A little rest period.
They're going to jump on sticks probably. You know, play a little Madden here and there.
Oh, you know they're playing Madden as themselves.
Of course, as themselves. All right. So, before we, you know, instead of just going down the list, me and Hayes, we're going to go ahead and drop in our little upsets of the week and name that ties. Now, the NFL let me down this week that we didn't get a tie.
Nope.
Dang, I wanted a tie.
So disappointing.
You know? God. But, okay, so first off, my name that tie is going to be the Texans and the Colts. Texans, haven't won a game. But I think there's an opportunity there to beat the Colts. But I'm going to go ahead and say I think it's going to be a tie. I'm gonna call it.
All right. Yeah, I could see that, you know. Okay. I guess I'll throw my tie in there. I'm going to choose the Buccaneers and Bears game as my tie. I think both defenses are good enough to keep both teams in it. And, you know, both offenses, if Fitzmagic starts continuing to sputter and kind of run out of pixie dust, I think, you know, Chicago will be able to hold them, you know, keep everything close. Because, I mean, like I said, he's not going to be able to throw 400 yards every game. He's been doing.
I don't know.
But
it was the Steelers defense. So.
It was the Steelers defense. Very true. So that's going to be my tie of the week.
All right. Well, who's your upset of the week? Go ahead.
Oh, my upset of the week. I'm going to go ahead and call it.
Uh-oh.
Bills over the Packers.
Say it ain't so.
It's so. And it's going to be so.
You think the Bills are going to go? Would that be 2-0 against the NFC North?
Yeah, I believe so.
Damn.
Man, it's going to be nice.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I'm going to say the Titans are going to take down the defending Super Bowl champion.
Hey, God, get that out of here.
I mean, hey, they beat the Jaguars last week. The Jaguars, they ain't nothing to shake a stick at, you know?
I need to give them credit where credit's due.
Yeah, you need to apologize. We got a listener out there, what's his name? Team Horn. He don't got a fantasy name. Evan Horn. Listen here.
Evan Horn.
We had some call-ins last week talking about how we was down in the Titans and all this stuff. And you know what? Up until this past week, it was justified. I mean, they hadn't showed me anything.
Yeah.
Had they?
No.
But they beat the Jags.
They did beat the Jags. I mean, but... Are they going to win this week?
And the Eagles, the Eagles aren't doing anything.
Mm.
I mean, they almost got beat by the Colts, didn't they?
Yeah, I guess they almost did.
Was that my tie of the week, or was that my upset? That was my upset.
That was your upset, wasn't it?
Yeah. So, all right. So, who's your upset? Or what? You already said you were upset. All right. So, now we're just going to jump on in to the rest of the predictions. All right. So, now, the Vikings at the Rams.
Well, this was going to be the battle of two great defenses, but now it's just the Rams' great defense against the Vikings, apparently. So I'm choosing the Rams.
I can't go against you there. We're going to go Rams. All right, Jets at Jaguars.
Man, I'm going to say the Jaguars rebound this week, put a hurting on Darnold.
I got the other one. I think Darnold's going to rebound this week, and the Jaguars are just going to continue to get whipped. In that cage. Yeah. We'll put them up in the cage and say,
wow. I keep whipping them back.
Yeah. Cage and cat. Dolphins at Patriots.
Man, Dolphins are 3-0. And boy, the Patriots have given them a whooping over the years. So I really think the Dolphins are going to pull this one out this week. I'm excited.
I want the Dolphins to win. I truly do. But I got a feeling this could also be another upset of the week. But I guess it sort of is. But I think they're going to find a way. I think Gordon will be able to play.
Mm-hmm.
And he may make such an impact on the field that they take down the Dolphins. The Dolphins come in with a big head at 3-0. I see the measly old Patriots, you know, down there, you know, low on the totem pole for once. And I think they might get a little cocky.
Yeah, you're probably right. And Tom Brady's probably not a happy camper.
No.
With losing and being 1-2.
Yeah.
So.
All right, so I've already said I think the Titans are going to upset the Eagles. What about you?
I'm going with the Eagles on this one. Sorry, Evan. Until the Titans get some semblance of an offense, you know, I just can't feel comfortable picking them. Defensively, are they playing pretty decent? Yeah, it looks like it. But Blake Bortles also isn't a elite quarterback. Yeah. So, there's another reason why you don't get a full public apology.
Didn't Mariota come into the game?
He did, yeah.
Did he finish the game?
I believe so.
Oh. So will he start this game?
I would assume.
All right.
But like I said, so maybe they'll get some kind of offense to give me some kind of oomph to, because I want to go for the Titans, because that's like the home team for us around here.
Well, no, no. Yeah. If the team, name don't say Alabama, it ain't the home team.
Oh,
okay?
Man.
If
well,
they don't the, say anything Alabama, it ain't the home
I
team.
I guess
get,
it.
Get that trash.
That's here. Just the, okay, the closest geographical
it's the regional
team.
Whatever's the regional crap.
To us.
I ain't gonna, I, so. I don't abide by that crap. I mean, you don't either. You're the Oakland Raiders fan.
Yeah, I mean, I like the Raiders. Of course, I like a little bit of everybody, but, oh, you know.
Lord. Who do you hate?
Who do I hate?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Probably, gosh, that's a good question. I don't really just hate anybody.
You don't hate any team?
I don't really just
hate any
team.
You got so much hate in your heart, you don't hate a team?
I don't even hate a team, man, because, you know, fantasy football has shown me the light of how to love all teams.
Jeez.
You know, and I really think you should continue loving.
Okay. Let's move on. So I already said the Texans is a coach. The Texans and the Colts are going to be a tie. What do you think about that?
Texans are pulling this one out. God. Texans are going to win this one. I'm sorry. They're going to get out of that 0-3 streak. And, you know, Colts are going to be, unfortunately, the ones that feel that pain. So, put your money on the Texans, baby.
Or don't, if you're smart.
Or don't.
Put your money on a tie. You're really smart. All right, so you said the Bills are going to upset the Packers. I don't think so. Nada. I think Rodgers is going to come in, and they're just going to waltz all over. It's going to be a short celebration for the Bills.
Yeah. You liable to be right, but I'm going to stick with the Bills.
All right. We got the Lions, the Cowboys.
Yes.
I think we both agree on this. The Lions are just going to whip them.
Yep.
Whip them good.
Give them a little, they got a little confidence going now. So, I think it's going to continue.
Yeah. All right. Now, you said that the Buccaneers-Bears are going to be a tie. I feel like we're going to see a similar situation as we saw this past week with the Buccaneers-Bears. I think the Bears are going to win.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe that Fitzmagic will still continue to be somebody to reckon with.
All right. Could have gave me a warning.
Jeez. Your face is right next to the microphone.
Blew my hair back.
What hair? Sorry.
Good night.
All right, now we got the Falcons and the Bengals, baby.
All right. God. Go for Bengals, even though they're without A.J. Green possibly this week. But, you know, what's his name? Tyler Boyd. He's been stepping up. And then they got that little second-year guy, John Ross.
Mm-hmm.
I think his name's John Ross. It's something Ross. But anyway, maybe he'll step up.
Jim Ross.
Oh, Jim Ross. Yeah, oh, boy. You know.
Stone Cold. All right.
And they got Tyler Eifert. So, I don't know. I think Andy Dalton's playing at a pretty decent level. So, I'm going to stick with the Bengals. And on the fact that the Falcons just lost another defensive player to a torn ACL for the year.
I'm going to go with the Birds just because I feel sorry for them.
Yeah.
They need to get some more wins on their schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this opportunity is a stage where they can say, hey, you know, we're here. We're a contender. So I think that they're going to take advantage of the situation.
Right.
All right, now we got the Battle of the Birds, the Hawks of Seattle and the Cars of Arizona.
I'm going to go with the Seahawks.
I'm with you on that one.
Cardinals are starting Josh Rosen this week. First start, man.
I mean, they might do something.
They may, you know, and Seahawks aren't the, you know, the big legion of boom or whatever, boom, boom, doom, that they used to be.
Nice to you when you go to the restaurant.
That's true. I go boom, boom. You know, they're not the same defense they used to be. Mm-hmm. So, but
I still think they're going to pull it out against the rookie. So, we'll see.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too. So, we got the Browns at the Raiders. Can the Browns continue this win streak? Once they snap that lose streak. I heard, so I can't take credit for this. But whenever Mayfield, when they get to 12 wins, it'll be called the Baker's Dozen. Or I guess 13 wins, depending on how you look at it. I think they're going to continue it because the Raiders haven't showed me anything.
Right.
I mean, they seem, it's almost to me, for people in the area, they may remember this. It, to me, it's sort of comparable in a way to like the way Nick Saban's first year in Alabama was. You could sort of see that there was maybe a change in the attitude. It just hadn't affected the whole team yet. And I feel like that's sort of with the Raiders. You know, Gruden's there. There's a different attitude. But it just hasn't developed into wins yet.
Right.
And I don't think it will. I think the Browns are going to come in hot. They're excited that they broke that streak. The whole city's still drunk from all that Bud Light. So I believe the Browns will continue. And the Raiders are just going to have to wait and get another win.
Man, I'm going to have to probably disagree.
Uh-oh.
I'm thinking the Raiders are finally going to turn it around this week. Ochucky going to get that first win as a Raider head coach. You know, so I really, as bad as I want the Browns to continue winning, I just see Derek Carr going off in this game. Now, Denzel Ward, that rookie cornerback for the Browns, man, he's playing hot. And apparently, you know, I read something the other day. He's already a top 10 cornerback in the league as a rookie. That's crazy. So, you know, their defense is playing stout. And now with Mayfield, I mean, the odds, you know, are probably leaning more towards the Browns. But I just really think Chucky's going to pull it out this week.
All right. We'll just have to wait and see on that one.
Yep.
So we got the Saints at the G-Men. I hate to do it. But I want to pull for the Giants. And I'm sort of hoping that maybe if I pull against them, they'll win. So, but I don't know. I think, you know, they with the caliber of offense that the Saints have, it may be a shootout. And if I'm going to bet on an offense to score, it's going to be the Saints before it's the Giants.
Probably.
So I gotta say the Saints are gonna win.
Yeah, I really wanted to go over the Saints because I mean they're firing on all cylinders offensively.
Yeah.
But I think I'm gonna go with the G-Men.
Uh-oh.
I think they're gonna stay high and they're gonna run the ball and try to milk some of that clock with Mr. Barkley. Mr. Barkley.
Gnarls Barkley.
Gnarls Barkley.
So now we got a West Coast battle. We got the 49ers. Who, you know, they beat the Redskins.
They did. They did.
Which was a shock. Against the Chargers, who did not beat the Rams, like somebody thought. So.
True.
I don't know. I got a feeling San Francisco's going to continue this streak. Just like that.
Well. Let us pause to go wipe, and we'll be back. Okay, we're back. It was a quick wipe. I'm definitely choosing the Chargers over this. The 49ers offense is going to kind of be in flux, I feel like, since Jimmy G's gone for the year. Now they got some C.J. Beathard or something like that. I don't even know how to pronounce his last name. Some C.J. feller. And I don't know what he's got or what he's capable of. So I really feel like Chargers – I'm going to take this one.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that the other night got their quarterback. I'm still going to go with the 49ers.
You're just going to go with it. Give it to Matt Breida every time. Let him run.
Because I think the Chargers are garbage. So the 49ers don't even have to put a quarterback out there.
There you go.
They could put two running backs and not even put a quarterback, and they're still going to be the Chargers.
Man.
Now we got the Ravers. The Ravers and the Steelers. We got the Ravens and the Steelers. What do you think?
Oh man, this is one of those dirty rivalries, kind of like the Ravens and Bengals almost. You know, it's almost to that level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, God, I think the Ravens are going to get after Big Ben.
Yep.
You know, so I'm going with the Ravens. I mean, they're playing at a much better or a much higher cylinder on offense this year. I think they can definitely shoot out with the Steelers if it come to that. But I think they're going to get after. I think it's going to be more of a low-scoring game, personally. What do you think?
I think based on what I saw last night, I think it's going to be high-scoring. But I do agree the Ravens are going to win. But I think it will be a high-scoring affair. Okay. I think it's going to be at least 30 points for both teams.
Dang, man. That's, I hope so for fantasy purposes.
Well, yeah. Well, at least one team's going to be in the 30s, I believe.
Yeah. Hopefully it's the Ravens.
Yeah, yeah. I think it will be the Ravens, yeah. All right, so I believe this is next Monday night. We got the Chiefs and the Broncos. Von Miller. And my homie.
My homie.
You think my homie's going to continue going hard in the paint?
I think he does, but I do think he does throw an interception this game. I think the secondary gets one pick off of him. Is it likely? Who knows? But I'm gonna just call it. Say it throws at least one this game, but I think the Chiefs are gonna pull it out.
I'm with you on that. So that's gonna wrap up our week 4 predictions. Now, we did not say we went. 7-9.
We did, yeah.
This past week.
A very disappointing week of pick-ems.
No. Maybe we can turn it around this week. All right, now it's time to jump on in to those fantasy updates. Now, for a lot of you listeners that don't know who we are, a lot of this will be targeted to the people we do know. We got two leagues running around over here. We got the Hartsell City Senior Citizen Center and then the Morgan County Parks and Rec. So we're going to start off and do a little standings here. So in the Hartsell City Senior Citizen Center, I'll let Justin, you tell me how the standings are.
Yeah, let's run through them real quick. We've got a little bit of a higher top end and a pretty average lower end, I guess you could say. But Tater Toots is leading the way, especially in scoring. He's average. He's forcing 497.8 points. Kudos to you, Tater Toots. And then number two, you got Bruce City Whippers sitting at 3-0 as well. And he's bringing up a 426 average points forced. So another 3-0 guy. That's really, let's see. Oh, and don't let me forget Mr. Mike Adornetto with his Athens Carpet Baggers with another 3-0 sitting at 395.2 on points forced. Man. Then you start kind of getting into the rest of the group. You've got your fourth place guy, Sons of Anarchy, Mr. Chris Ward, 2-1. Fifth, you've got Bruce's Bad Trades. Oh, Matt Allen with the Bean Flick. 2-1 sitting at
Bruce's Bad Bean Flick.
Yeah, that's what you might as well change your name. And then number six, you got Tiptoeing in the End Zone, David Mack. Number seven, you got the Hobnail Dogs, Mr. Brian Daniel.
Mark Ricks.
Yeah, the Mark Ricks, baby. Hey, then you got yours truly, the Commissioner, Double D's Express, sitting at 1-2.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic.
Is that your name?
Yeah, Double.
Good God.
Yeah, it's original. Number nine, Lights Out, Mr. Josh Lentz. And number 10, you've got Rocket City Trash Pandas. Number 11, that'd be Mr. Nick Esslinger.
Oh, okay.
Your IT specialist for all your needs.
Oh, geez.
Number 11, you've got the People's Champ, Dan Sasser, sitting at 0-3 with Nick. And number 12, ringing up the rump, Gandalf Dingleberries.
Who's that?
That'd be Mr. Travis. Travis is working his way back up the ranks. But he's got a tough matchup this week with Double D's Express.
Speaking of matchups, we got some big matchups in the old
league. We do have some big matchups.
Well, what you got?
We've got Sons of Anarchy versus Tater Toots. And, you know, I picked this one as a kind of a big matchup because Sons of Anarchy's been scoring more and more points each week. Tater Toots has been scoring the highest amount of points. But I'm hoping Sons of Anarchy get in there. But projected winner, Mr. Tater Toots.
Tater Toots.
I think he's still going to pull it out.
All right.
Then your next one, you've got Bruce's Bad Trades and the Athens Carpet Baggers.
Uh-oh.
3-0 teams. There's got to be one winner. There's got to be one loser. That's just logic, baby.
Oh, my God.
So, who's the projected winner? Right now, it stands as the Athens Carpetbaggers.
Did you drink a beer during that last break?
I might have. You never know.
Take a shot or something?
Is my country coming out? Third matchup, Man, you got your me and the Dingleberries, because we're you know, I just got out of the 0-3 or possibility of being an 0-3, and Gandalf's projected to whoop up on me this week by 1 point, 110-109. So Gandalf is the projected winner, and it leaves me choked up, and I hate it. But Travis, we're not friends this week, buddy.
Oh God. Alrighty, so now we're going over to the Morgan County Parks and Rec.
Yeah, back to you, Pat.
So, what the? Alright, so you got two undefeated teams. You got yours truly, the Priceville Punters, at 3-0 with an average of 459.4 points. And then, also tied for first, is Team Arundel, Megan.
Whoa.
The only female in both leagues.
Boom. They're apparently representing.
Uh-huh. Me too.
Me too.
All right. She's averaging about 345.6 points. That's great. All right. And then we got several that are in the 2-1 spot. We got Felt Like Cap'n, who is scoring the second most points on average, 458.2. Just a point, a little bit over a point below me.
And who's that?
That's Rashad.
Rashad.
That's Rashad. And you got Team Horn, creative name. He's 2-1. He's scoring 403. You got Show Me Your D, Ted Rose.
What?
He's 2-1. Defense.
Dang.
He's scoring 348.9, so he's not doing too good as far as what he's scoring. Then we got Team Quarles.
Team what?
Quarles, this is Ramon. 2-1. He's averaging 320. Then you got Jordan Can Kiss My Tight End. He's 1-2. That's Trevor. He's scoring 448. He's the third high score. And then we got Slow White Bronco, and he is off to a slow start.
Right
now. He left the glove in the driveway. I'll tell you what. He's 1-2, and he's only averaging about 386.8. That's Todd Lawson.
Oh, come on.
Last
Todd.
Year's commish.
Goodness.
And then Pimpin' A Breezy's 1-2, averaging about 359. And you got old Team Gump 1-2, averaging about 273 points. So I think he's averaging the least amount in our league, and it looks like the least amount in
overall
all the leagues. Yep. Yep. And then you got Team Clemens, again another creative name. Which I thought of that. Is 0-2, and he's averaging 338. He just can't get a win.
Mm-hmm.
And then Team You Mad Bro, and if I was him, I would be mad. He is 0-3 at averaging 301.6 points a game. All right, we get some big matchups. Our first matchup is Team Arundel against Team Horn. Again, more creative. The creative name bowl. I think it's a big matchup because we got to see is. You know, can Megan keep the streak going?
Right.
Is she gonna make it to 4-0?
Keep repping, girl.
But then is Evan gonna bounce up and, you know, get the 3-1, or is he gonna go to 500? We don't know. Then we got Pippin A Breezy against Felt Like Cap'n. Now, Felt Like Cap'n, he's been hot. He lost to me
week one,
but he's been hot ever since.
Oh, I thought he misspelled it. I meant to put Felt Like Vaping.
Zach Shanfield in this aimless league. And then Pimpin' A Breezy started off hot. He scored 170 on week one, but hadn't done anything since.
Ain't done nothing since.
Yeah. So I felt like Kevin's gonna take that one. And then this is the Fantasy Iron Bowl, pretty much. We got Show Me Your D against Team Gump. And I mean Show Me D is going to show his D all over the place.
Oh, yeah. It's just inevitable.
It's inevitable. So, but then that wraps up our fantasy update. So we're going to take a short little break.
Thank you.
Enjoyed it, and if you want to like this or leave a review, or do anything like that, you can.
Be gentle.
Yeah, be gentle.
But be honest.
What do you want it to be?
Both. It's not rough.
Try your hardest to be gentle and honest. Okay?
Show love, not hate.
But this should be out everywhere. And then, you know, this week sometime. So, you can leave us some thumbs up and some good stuff.
Thank you, and flick your beans.